that is surrender to the Lord. He doesn't want our leftovers, you know? He wants to be the main dish of our day. He wants us fresh, and he wants our attention to be undivided. And that is the place where he can come and share his thoughts with us. When we take that time to get quiet with him, it's a chance for us to steal some time away to ground ourselves in that peace that passes all understanding and allow him to center us in him. It makes all the difference in a day. I'm not saying you're still not going to have frustrations and turmoils, but it's amazing how I handle those frustrations and turmoils so much better when I've had Jesus first thing in the day, as opposed to not having Jesus first thing in my day. That extra few minutes really does make a difference, and that is surrender. Now, taking time for Jesus is just one way of surrendering to him. There's so many ways in a day that we can show our surrender. And I'm going to give you a short little example. I was on vacation this one time in the summer, and of course I was with Michael. And we were at a cottage that we had rented. And he was going out fishing, and I was just getting myself ready to sit down on the couch, have some time with Jesus. But I was in so much pain that day. And I do my best to just smile through pain. I don't give pain a place if I can help it. But he knows me very well, and he knew I was really suffering. Out he goes fishing, and I never thought any more of it. And 10, 15 minutes later, I hear the boat come back, and Mike comes up to the cottage. I had to come back. Jesus told me to pray for you. So he laid his hands on me, and he prayed for me, and the Lord healed me. That was surrender. Yeah, obedience. He surrendered himself. Now, let me tell you, that man loves to fish. But he gave up his time. He did go back out, but he gave up that time. And I'm sure he struggled with it because he probably didn't think it was the Lord. You know, oh, am I hearing, you know, it's just me, and I know she's stressing and she's having a hard time. But all right, fine, I'll do it. Surrendered himself to the Lord. I'm glad he doesn't get too embarrassed by me sharing these things, but it was a blessing for me that I would not have received had he not surrendered himself to the Lord. Here's another one. Have you ever gotten up on a Sunday and said, oh, just 10 more minutes in bed. I don't want to get up. I don't want to go to church. I just want to leave my jammies on. I'm so nice and warm and snuggled in bed. But you grab yourself by the neck and you say, enough of that, and out of bed you get, and you come anyway. That is surrender. You didn't give in to your flesh and what you desired. You gave in to what God desires. He says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And look at you guys. You're here Sunday mornings. You're here Sunday evenings. Lots of you are here Wednesdays. You come Thursdays for prayer. You're here. You're here Saturday nights for coffee house when we have them. Praise the Lord. Surrendered to the Lord. Okay, and I'm going to also go in a minute to the book of Daniel. We're going to read in chapter 3, but I want to speak first for a minute just to give us a little bit of a catch-up here so I don't have to read everything. So there were three Hebrew young men. We know them. We know them well. Their real names were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. We know them better as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. So these three young men, they worked in the king's courts and for Nebuchadnezzar. And he had their names changed to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they were very unique individuals. They had something in them that was uncompromising. They were going to serve their God, and there wasn't an if, an and, or a but about it. They were going to serve their God, not his gods, and not him. So King Nebuchadnezzar built himself a very large image, 90 feet high. I can't even fathom that one. 90 feet high and 9 feet wide, golden image. And he called all, he's got the names there of what they are. I won't even go there. A lot of people. He gathered them together. And he said, okay, when you hear these musical instruments, and he named them off, I want you to bow down and worship the image. Of course, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're there, but they didn't bow. Now, I'm going to guess there were so many people that it filled such a large area that King Nebuchadnezzar didn't notice the boys didn't bow. They still stood there. And sadly, because there's always one in the crowd, the Chaldeans said, King Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar. They didn't bow. So we're going to pick up the story there. Chapter 3. We're going to read verses 12 through 18. There were certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the provinces of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. Then King Nebuchadnezzar, in a rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. King Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you're ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, I gotta say at this point, their knees aren't knocking. They're just telling the king how it is. Said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image that you have set up. Wow. I mean, come on. These young men were incredibly brave and courageous. They were not going to bow. They were taking their stand. And I got to say, it is in those dark, hard trials and places that we need to take our stands. By us taking our stand, we're surrendering to the Lord. By taking our stand for him. Hallelujah. And even if God didn't deliver them, they were going to take their stand for God. That just, wow. I can't even imagine being in that position, going through what those young men went through, and having such a strength, they didn't have the Holy Spirit living in them like we do. They didn't have this internal relationship like we do. But yet they were having a strength within them that I think some of us sometimes lack. So we're going to pick it up at verse 24 and read 24 through 30. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, oh, I apologize. So he was so infuriated. I have to tell you this part. He fired the furnace up 7 times hotter, and he had them bound and tied hand and foot, and he told his choicest of men to throw them in, and the choicest of men burned up because the fire was so hot when they threw in the boys. So then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said to the king, true, O king. Look, he answered, I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke. They must have been in there a while, because the men that threw them in there died from the heat. But Nebuchadnezzar could now walk up near the fire. So they must have walked around in there and had some fun with Jesus for a while. Okay. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire, and the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon.